Then fourthly, Amitabha, the red Buddha. Amitabha, the word Amitabha literally means the infinite light. And not just light, but also warmth. So Amitabha, the red Buddha, represents what we may call the love aspect of enlightenment. Red in Buddhism, a very deep, rich, brilliant red, is the colour of love. And the emblem of Amitabha, therefore, is the red lotus, a deep, rich, brilliant red lotus. This also, we may say, represents, or even Amitabha represents, what we may call the maturing power of love. We all know, both psychologically and spiritually, love is necessary to growth. I remember reading some time ago about, I don't know whether it was an experiment which had been performed, but it had happened in some way, that in an orphanage, a certain number of children, a certain number of infants, I think they were about 6 months old, were treated in a very objective, hospital routine sort of way, without any personal attention or handling. And another group of children were treated quite differently. They were handled a lot and carried about a lot in people's arms and given a great deal of personal attention, though otherwise everything was the same. And they found that those were not given the personal attention and the handling, or in other words, the love, the human contact, almost withered. No, they didn't really thrive. But those who were given the human contact, the human sympathy, or in a word, the love, they did very, very much better. The difference was very, very marked. So we can see on the psychological level, in the case of small children, in the case of babies, even in the case of all human beings, even all animals, some element of love is necessary for growth, for development on all these different levels. So Amitabha symbolizes this. Amitabha, the red Buddha, symbolizes the love aspect of enlightenment. That aspect of light and warmth of the enlightened mind, which matures spiritually all living beings. The mudra, the hand position of Amitabha, is the dhyana mudra, the mudra of meditation, and he occupies the western quarter, the quarter where the sun sets. Amitabha is associated with the setting sun. And to some Buddhists, especially those in Japan, the setting sun, with its very deep, dark, rich, red colour, is very reminiscent of Amitabha, the red Buddha. When the sun goes down, light is gradually withdrawn, and this withdrawal of light from the earth represents or symbolises our own withdrawal of our consciousness, our attention, from the senses. When the light fades away, darkness comes. In the same way, when we withdraw our attention from the senses, when we focus the mind within, it's as though the external world, even our own body, was, as it were, a darkness to us. So that is why Amitabha, the red Buddha, with this gesture of meditation, is associated with the western quarter and the setting sun, and with meditation itself. It is also associated with the discriminating wisdom, sometimes called the distinguishing wisdom. The mirror reflects all things equally, reflects one object just as well as another. But at the same time, the mirror doesn't confuse or blur the distinctive features of any of the objects which it reflects. This is a very important point. The enlightened mind sees things in their unity, sees them under their aspect of sameness, but it also sees them in their aspect of diversity. The one doesn't obstruct the other. The enlightened mind sees things at the same time as one, at the same time as different, as diverse. So therefore, in metaphysical terms, Buddhism is neither a monism nor a pluralism. It neither reduces difference to unity nor unity to difference. It sees both. In a sense, it goes beyond both. In Buddhism, the unity doesn't obliterate the difference. The difference doesn't obscure the unity. Both are seen together by the enlightened mind. In the Gandavyuha Sutra, this sort of state is compared with a sort of mutual intersection of innumerable beams of coloured light. They all intersect, they all, as it were, penetrate through one another from all directions. Rays of light of all colours, as it were, but they all retain at the same time their own individuality, neither the same nor different.